Hi, this is Farley Malaris, and thanks for visiting our website, radioastrology.com. A small favor, if you could press the donation button, give it a click, and give us $5, $10, $15, $25, even $2 or $3, anything, to help support the server, the bandwidth, and to enable us to put maybe hundreds of more topics and podcasts on the server. Have a wonderful day. I love you a lot, and thanks for visiting. Come back soon.
And a good afternoon to you, Southern California and all of Los Angeles. Trying to understand the yin-yang charge of an individual's soul compared to the yin-yang charge of the body it's in, to see why we are the way we are. And welcome to another edition of the Astrology Hour. Gosh, I'm feeling good today. I love it when Venus trines Uranus and Venus trines Neptune and the Moon trines Uranus and Neptune. Makes me feel happy because I know not only is it spring, but love is in the air. Moon wobble or not, grand trine with Moon, Venus, Uranus, and Neptune the last 20 hours, and things are happening. Things are definitely happening. Good things are happening for the world. This is a theory, a philosophy. Today's show, today's topic, the yin-yang theory, that I have developed by using the yin-yang, the female-male circle that so many of us are familiar with, the oriental energy of the male-female vibration bonded, connected into a oneness, that I feel that today is a good show to share this symbol, this energy with you. Because from what I have found, by analyzing an astrology chart, a birth chart, you are going to come up with a vibration that is going to be either mostly yang or masculine or mostly yin or feminine. And sometimes you'll find overwhelming yang or overwhelming yin. And I think some of the problems we have in getting to know and love ourselves and the getting to know and have good relationships, positive relationships with others, has a lot to do with you discerning and understanding whether or not you have a yin soul in a yang body or a yang soul in a yang body. Basically, I have a yang soul in a yang body with enough yin in my soul to give me enough of a feminine understanding. Some people have total yang souls and total yang bodies. We call that dominant. I'd call yang energy aggressive, masculine, sometimes hostile, irritable. Oftentimes, I would call yang maybe larger, rounder, more powerful, more direct, more initiating, and sometimes overwhelming. The yin energy, the feminine force, is something I would actually discern as being a lot softer, a lot gentler, a lot more emotional, less physical and more emotional. The yang being more physical and the yin being much more emotional, much more tender, much more loving. I'd say some of the priorities in yin vibration would be love, would be emotions, would be feelings, would be caring, compassion, cooperation, and tenderness, and compromise, negotiation. Yang energy, I would have to use some keywords more like direct, more like exposed, more like power, more like something like whatever something is worth, value, essence, and credence. So when we go over looking at astrology charts, and by the way, if you want me to look at your chart today and see whether your soul has what kind of grade score I would give it as far as yin-yang is concerned, then I welcome you to call our lines. And basically, if you don't know, let me tell you, Aries is a yang sign, Taurus would be yin, Gemini is yang, Cancer would be yin, Leo is yang, Virgo would be yin energy, Libra would be yang, and then Scorpio would be yin, and Sagittarius is yang, Capricorn's yin, Aquarius is yang, and Pisces is yin. So in case you need to make a little chart there as to what's what, that will help. But in today's topic, I want to focus on the planet Venus, because we talked about the yin-yang of Mars yesterday, and obviously Venus has a natural charge of yin on it. Just like Mars has a natural charge of yang on it, Venus is the planet of yin, and Mars is the planet of yang. Isn't this right? Yin-yang. But basically, what we're talking about here is if you know what kind of body you're in, like let's say you're a woman, okay, and you have the genitals and the body shape of a female, then you are definitely in a yin body. So let's say that female bodies equal yin bodies and male bodies equal yang. Now, the question is on today's show is if you have a female, obviously, which is a yin body, are we installing in that body a yin soul to be feminine and soft and tender and gentle? Are we installing a yang soul in a female body to be a lot more aggressive and a lot more possibly masculine even and competitive? Are we installing a combination of both? And if so, where is the heavier weight? So a lot of times if I go out on a date with a woman, a new woman, and I know her body is yin because she's obviously a female, unless she's a female impersonator, right? Even that may be a yin body too, actually. That basically what I'd like to know is there a yin soul inside this female or a yang soul? And so we take a look at the sun. We'll take a look at the moon. We take a look at the Venus. And we'll take a look at the Mars. Those are the four things. And the rising. Maybe take a look at those five things there. So sun, moon, Venus, Mars, and rising would be the five factors we would look at to see if this person was a yin or yang soul. Now let's take a look at Farley because I'm the natural guinea pig. My sun in Leo is yang. My moon in Scorpio is yin. My Venus in Cancer is yin. My Mars in Libra would be yang. And my Libra rising is yang. So I am a yang soul on a 3-to-2 ratio. A 3-to-2 ratio. So I am a yang soul with the major yin influence because it's 3-to-2. In my male body, my yang body. So we'd say yang soul, yin influence, male body for Farley. But see, don't just see what's going on here. Let's say you were a person that was a man, and you had your sun in Aries, your moon in Gemini, your Venus in Aries, your Mars in Leo, and your rising in Libra. Then you would be a yang soul on a ratio of 5-to-0. Are strongly yang. You'd be a yang soul in a yang body. So we would call this person very powerful, possibly very competitive, possibly dominant, and extremely aggressive. You see, sometimes when there's no yin in the five most important parts of that astrology chart, then that could be a problem as far as this person having relationships and understanding or relating to other people that would have yin in their charts. Now let's take a look at some other odd combinations here. Let's take another man who has a yang body, because all men have yang bodies, as long as they have the male body to fit. But let's say that their astrology chart, they're a Cancer, and they have moon in Virgo, and they have rising in Scorpio, and Venus is in Virgo, and Mars is in Taurus. So here's a man that has a 0 yang and a 5 yin. So we would call that a yin soul in a yang body. Now, this man is capable of two things. He's either going to be extremely gentle and sensitive and soft with almost a feminine nature. He may still be heterosexual, but I want to be honest with you. When it comes to homosexuality and bisexuality, I would say that 80 to 90% of the time, this formula works to understand why a person with a yin soul in a yang body would be gay. It's that simple. In other words, a person that has a heavier score out of the five, if it's more towards yin in a yang body, then there's a stronger percentage for that person to be homosexual. That's why we do find a tremendous emphasis of people that are homosexual with feminine planets, like Virgo, like Cancer, like Scorpio, Capricorn, and Pisces. A lot of gay people, especially women and men, have Venus and or Mars in the yin sign of Virgo. Now, on the other hand, on the female side of the fence, let's say that you're a female, right, in a yin body, because all female bodies are yin, but let's say that you have your sun in Aquarius, your moon in Leo, your Venus in Sagittarius, your Mars in Aquarius, and your rising in Virgo. I don't know if I said that yet. So let's say that you would have a score of 5 yang to 1 yin. You're going to, obviously, this is a very strong yang soul. We analyze the soul, the charge of the being, by looking at the five influence, sun, moon, Venus, Mars, and rising location. And by getting that ratio of 5, we find, Actually, it's 4-1. I'm sorry. We find 4 yang and 1 yin. So that would make that woman's soul charge a strongly yang charge in a yin body. Now, this woman may have problems in relationships, because if she's not gay, because she has a very strong masculine energy inside of her, which may almost make her think she's a man and needs to be with other women. Or, if she wasn't gay, she'd be a very aggressive, very direct individual that most men might see as too strong, too powerful, sometimes too competitive. And that's why a yang soul woman in a yin body may have trouble being in relationships with a man unless she was comfortable dominating that man. I know this is a little complicated of a subject, but in case you have questions or you want me to look at your yin-yang charge and you don't know your 5 planets, your sun, moon, Venus, Mars, and rising, then I'll at least take a look at your sun, moon, Venus, and Mars and talk about your ratio and discuss some of your life values. Now, I have learned a whole lot of things about this formula because, frankly, I'll be honest with you, I'm not prejudiced against those women that have strong yang-yang charts where there's yang souls and yin bodies. But I, for one, must have yin energy in a woman's chart and a man's chart for me to get along with them. Not to say that I'm prejudiced against folks that have high scores in the yang. I'm not, because I have a score of 3-2 yang, which is not high. If you're 3-2 yang, or actually 2-3 yin, then you have sufficient yang to have a male-female balance, so to speak. But if you have like a 4-1 yang or yin or a 5-0 yang or yin, then I have to say you're too much, either yin or yang energy, and that would mean that the person you would be with would have to have an opposite balance. For example, if you're a man and you have a 5-0 yang to yin score to your soul of the sun, moon, Venus, Mars, and rising score, then you probably would end up with a woman that had an 0-5 score, 0 yang, 5 yin, to make for a balance, a real masculine man with a real feminine woman. See how it works? Because if you're a real masculine man and you end up with a woman that's competitive and intense and masculine, you might think you like that, but in the long run, the competition could be so fierce, so intense, that there's no compromise. And that's where we get people breaking up. So I do require, especially in the Mars, like more than ever, if there's one area of a woman's chart that I respect, Venus or Mars, either one, then frankly, as long as that Mars is in a yin, I'm stoked, I'm happy. If a woman has a score of 4-1 yang yin, and that one yin she has is Mars in a female sign like Taurus or Scorpio or Cancer or Capricorn or Pisces, I have found that these are the relationships that have worked out a lot better for me. In fact, I even married a Mars-yin woman with Mars in Virgo. The marriage didn't work, but we had a great time. It was a very exciting experience. So, okay, so let's go over this formula one more time, a little review in case you tuned in late. What we do is we take the 5 planets in the chart, the most important planets as far as personal planets, sun, moon, Venus, Mars, and rising, and then we find out the signs they are in. And I gave a charge to all the signs during the show. Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sag, and Aquarius are the yang signs. I'll repeat that. Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sag, and Aquarius are yang. And yin would be Taurus, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, and Pisces. Now, what we would do if we wanted to find out on a personal level whether someone was more yin or yang is we would score what signs their sun, moon, Venus, Mars, and rising are in to get the plus and minus or the yin-yang factor. Now, there's one other formula I'm going to give you that when you have time on your own, you can use to get the full picture, because I realize that some of you are looking down at this ratio and they're going, geez, Farley, I'm 5-0 and I don't like that. I could relate. In that case, what you need to do is score all your planets. You need to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and make a list of everything of your sun, moon, Venus, Mars, rising, Mercury, also Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And then when you're done scoring, you should have a positive number and a negative number. I'll show you how I do it. My sun in Leo is a positive. My moon in Scorpio is a negative, which is yin. My rising in Libra is a positive. And then Mercury in Leo is a positive. Venus in Cancer is a negative. Mars in Libra is a positive. And then Jupiter and Sag is a positive. And then Saturn in Leo is a positive, and Uranus in Gemini is a positive, and Neptune in Libra is a positive, and Pluto in Leo is a positive. So my overall score for my entire chart would give me a yang overwhelming factor of +9 and -2 from the Moon and Venus in Cancer, in Scorpio and Cancer, respectively. The fact that I have two very important planets, the Moon and Venus, which are in the Big Five at the beginning of the topic, is important for that reason, that even though I have a polarity of +9 over -2, the fact that my -2 are not outer planets, they're the Moon and Venus, that would add enough yin influence in me to give me a very feminine nature when required, a very sensitive, intuitive, gentle, soft, loving nature. Now, obviously, if you get to this point in the topic, and you have either a +11 and a -0, or a -11 and a +0, well, you may have problems, because that's too much. You know, obviously, the perfect balance when you look at all 11 factors, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, the optimum result would be balance, like a 6 plus 6 minus 5, or a plus 4 minus 7, something like that. So when you look at the overall chart, see, I don't have time to look at all 11 factors in today's show. That's why we're taking the top 5. But if you looked at your overall chart, and if you do call me up and you do know what your score is, then that'll help me give you a quicker yin-yang analysis. This is a very, very critical topic when it comes to knowing thyself and when it comes to getting along with other people in relationships. Because I'm telling you right now that men and women, for example, that don't have balance in their yin-yang will not get along. Which means if you have an overwhelming yang score in your chart, a positive number that's strong, I'd say 8 or 9 or 10 or 11, then you're going to need a lot of yin energy to balance that. We're talking about balance scales here. Which means some of you men out there may have a +9 like I do, and you'll end up in a relationship with another person, a woman, that'll have a +9 also. Well, ain't going to happen. Too much competition, too much aggression, too much fighting for common ground. A lot of these women that are into equal rights, God bless them, and they're into women's rights, obviously are probably going to be more of a yang polarity and more of a stand out, speak out type person and do something about it already. You know, let's not get butchered anymore, ladies. Let's attack. So we do find that overall, people with strong yang natures will be much more aggressive, and people with strong yin natures will be much more softer, gentler, and emotional and tender. So question you want to ask yourself is, do you have a yang or a yin soul in your yang or yin body? And that way you'll understand a little bit more about why you are the way you are. Now, this is a very advanced, complicated topic, and I'm aware it is advanced, and I don't want to confuse you, and that's why this is a talk radio show, because I'm here to answer your questions. So if you are confused and you have questions about the topic, then just wait till someone hangs up and call me up and ask me, and I'll do the best I can to try to square it out. That's why I tell you, record these shows, because they're classics. Every one of these shows, at the end of March and all of April to April 12th, is a classic astrology hour that you're going to want to remember. Very important to note that, because of our major transition between April 8th and 12th, the show will never be the same again, for better or for worse, always for better. You must tune in on that week to find out the future of astrological metaphysical radio on KFOX. And in an oriental sense, yum yo upsumida, which is no problem.
Hi, it's me, Farley Malaris again. I sure hope you enjoyed that last topic, learned something from it, or were enlightened by it. At least I try hard to please. Just want you to know I was in full trance without any notes when I delivered all these topics. Now you can help us expand radioastrology.com and have perhaps even hundreds of more topics, larger bandwidth, and a heck of a lot more people enjoying and being enlightened by our information. You know how? Just click on that donate button when you visit our site, or maybe after you hear one of our topics. Whether it's $25, $50, $10, $5, even $2 or $3 will help out a lot. And I'll really appreciate it. In fact, if I should ever meet you in person, I may give you a hug for an hour. I hope you don't mind. So thank you so much for visiting radioastrology.com.
Sense, yum yo upsumida, which is no problem.
Hi, it's me, Farley Malaris again. I sure hope you enjoyed that last topic, learned something from it, or were enlightened by it. least I try hard to please. Just want you to know I was in full trance without any notes when I delivered all these topics. Now, you can help us expand RadioAstrology.com and have perhaps even hundreds of more topics, larger bandwidth, and a heck of a lot more people enjoying and being enlightened by our information. You know how? Just click on that donate button when you visit our site, or maybe after you hear one of our topics. Whether it's $25, $50, $10, $5, even $2 or $3 will help out a lot. And I'll really appreciate it. In fact, if I should ever meet you in person, I may give you a hug for an hour. I hope you don't mind. So thank you so much for visiting RadioAstrology.com, and thank you so very much for donating to our website to support it for public service and information. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Stay positive, stay confident and loving, and we'll see you again very soon right here at RadioAstrology.com. Have a great day.